What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are spilling the tea on how to protect your peace without feeling selfish, because in 2026, it is your year to protect your peace unapologetically. And I know that we are all on the same page, Radiant Icons, because I did a little Instagram poll. I did a little Instagram poll late last year asking what era you want to step into as we enter the new year. And the number one response was that you are in your protecting your peace era. And you know what? I couldn't agree with it more, because as you know, Radiant Icons, I love choosing an intention or a word of the year that will guide me. And my word of the year for 2026 is freedom. And there is such freedom in choosing to protect your peace. So I have cultivated your ultimate guide on how to protect your peace in 2026 without feeling selfish. And that is the key phrase here, without feeling selfish, because a lot of times when we haven't built up that muscle, right, of choosing to protect our peace and choosing ourselves, basically, it can feel a little selfish because we're not used to putting ourselves first. Well, that is going to change in 2026. And it starts right here, right now, with your ultimate guide on protecting your peace, because you know we're going to do it together, because I don't do anything by I do things by myself. That's why we did solo dates. But you know what I'm saying, Radiant Icons. Before we dive into all of that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at AmandaPolicelli_ and at DareToBeIconic_. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, make sure to check me out on there and connect with me. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below, along with our exclusive Sexy 27 sale that you cannot find anywhere else except that link in the show notes. That Sexy 27 sale includes one piece of your choosing from the Radiant Rain merch collection and one copy of our healing journal, Break Up With The Past, Fall In Love With The Future. So make sure to connect with me on socials and secure your exclusive deal today by checking out the show notes. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. Now, I know a new year calls for new standards, Radiant Icons, but if there is one thing that I can promise to consistently deliver, no matter what year we are in or what era we are in, is that I will always be spilling the piping hot tea and sharing my hot takes right here on this very podcast. And well, my hot take when it comes to protecting your peace is that peace is not negotiable. And anyone who tells you that it is, well, that is clearly on them, because they are not choosing themselves. A lot of people think that choosing yourself is a selfish act. In fact, it's the exact opposite, Radiant Icons. Choosing yourself is one of the most powerful acts that you can do for yourself. It is so powerful to make that commitment and to honor it consistently. There is so much power in knowing what you do and do not tolerate. There is so much power in claiming your boundaries publicly. And there is so much power in making the decision to choose your peace, no matter what it looks like. There is so much power in it. And for today's Tea Time Sesh, I am so excited to dive into the very iconic and the ultimate guide to protecting your peace in 2026. So let's get to it, Radiant Icons. Step one is to stop tolerating what no longer serves you. In 2026, Radiant Icons, we are running a strict program when it comes to protecting our peace. And that starts with this step in particular. Right? Every time we tolerate a behavior, a habit, a situation that we know no longer serves us, it is a form of disrespect. It is a form of disrespect to that honor, to that commitment of choosing ourselves. And you know what? I am guilty of this. I am guilty of this so much, especially in the relationship category of my life, whether it's platonic or romantic. I am so guilty of tolerating behaviors that I know don't feed my soul or don't protect my peace, right? I have this tendency to give people the benefit of the doubt. I have this tendency to be lenient. I have this tendency to be considerate of others. And while I was thinking on this year and this step in particular, I kept asking myself, why am I so considerate of others and their behaviors and situations and things like that when I'm not even being considered on the other end? Why am I doing that? Why am I actively choosing to disrespect myself when I know I am not being considered on the other end? Why am I doing that to myself? So in this new year, Radiant Icons, I have decided to honor the commitment of choosing myself and finally stop tolerating the things that no longer serve me. And that is what I challenge you with, because we cannot be actively disrespecting ourselves. We need to stop giving away our energy to situations, to people, to habits that no longer serve us on the path that we are going on. So when it comes to this step, Radiant Icons, I challenge you to write down three things that you will no longer accept in this new year. That could be habits, that could be situations, that could be behaviors. I'm gonna give you my three things just to get your mind going on what you can write, because honestly, this one out of all three steps, this one was the hardest for me, because I would like to think I am not disrespecting myself, but the fact is, by me accepting these behaviors, I am disrespecting myself and abandoning that commitment of choosing myself. And in 2026, I want to get centered again. I want to get realigned with my purpose, right? In that commitment. So the first thing that I am no longer accepting this year is that I will no longer be the friend who always reaches out first. And here's why. I am so done being the glue. I am so tired of being the person who checks in on everyone and orchestrates the plans and remembers the details and holds the relationships together. It should not be all on me. Relationships are a two-way street. It should be reciprocal. It really should. And I realized while I was looking back on last year, right, on 2025, there are a lot of instances in my life where I was overextending myself, or I was bending over backwards to keep relationships going when they really should have been just cut. I should have just been done with it, right? And I want others to give me the same consideration that I give them. There is nothing bad in wanting that. And I think I had a really hard time with vocalizing that is something that I want, because I thought it was selfish. But again, like I said, choosing yourself and stating what you want is not selfish. You should be in relationships, no matter what type of relationship it is, that gives you your needs and wants, right? Of course, there is compromise in relationships, but you cannot be the one overexerting yourself. You cannot be the one overextending yourself, because it gets to a point where you are so burnt out that you forget about yourself. And I cannot do that. I will not let you do that if you are also someone that does that same thing. We cannot be doing that to ourselves, especially in this new year where we are protecting our peace. I am making that intentional choice this year to be cognizant of who I decide to be in relationships with. Are they actively pouring back into me, or am I always the one orchestrating everything, right, and reaching out? Because I've had this happen in the past. I've decided, you know what, I'm going to stop always contacting first and see what happens. And that person has never reached out, because it was on me to always be the one to exert myself, to get the things going. It's because I was always thinking of them and they weren't thinking of me. I'm not doing that anymore. Absolutely not. I am protecting my peace in 2026, and that is a behavior that I am not tolerating. And the second thing I am no longer tolerating this year, Radiant Icons, is actually a habit. I am no longer coping with stress and anxiety by biting the shit out of my cuticles. I know this is not a secret. I know everyone knows that I struggle with this. When I am anxious, when I am stressed, when I am overwhelmed, I destroy my cuticles. That is just a thing I have done since I was little baby Amanda. And I know that is no longer serving me. In fact, I know that has not served me for a long ass time. I know there are better ways to cope with all of those feelings. It is bad for my nervous system. It is bad for my mental health. And it is bad for my body to be doing that to myself. This habit is me taking my anxiety out on myself. And I know I deserve better than that. I know that I have tools in my toolkit from therapy that I can utilize to my advantage so I can stop tolerating this behavior within myself. We are finding healthier ways to release my stress and release my anxiety. And we are channeling that anxious energy, that overwhelming energy that I have into something that actually heals me instead of hurts me. The last thing that I am no longer tolerating this year is that I am no longer tolerating misalignment between words and actions. I am so done with giving benefit of the doubt. Alignment does matter. Consistency does matter. Follow through does matter. If you say one thing and you do another, how can I keep on being considerate of that behavior when you're not being considerate of me? Why are you going to tell me one thing and do something completely different, whether it's behind my back or to my face? You are actively disrespecting me by doing that. I am done. I am done ignoring this in my relationships, in my life. When someone shows you who they are the first time, you need to believe them. You need to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I know I have said this on the podcast multiple times. I know I have. And I don't know why I keep tolerating it. But this year, in 2026, I'm holding myself accountable. And I'm saying it right here on this podcast, that I am not tolerating this behavior. I am not tolerating this. You say one thing to me and then you do another. I don't care if you stabbed me in the front or in the back. If it does not align, if it is not consistent, if there is not follow through, I am not dealing with it. I am not giving you grace. I'm not giving you benefit of the doubt, because when have others done the same for me? And I know people are like, oh, that's kind of a little bit selfish. No, it's not. Choosing yourself, like I said in the beginning, is never selfish. It is powerful. It is powerful to know that you are not going to tolerate behavior that is not serving you on the path that you are going down. In 2026, I am on this path of freedom. I am being free in my voice, in my choices, in my body, and being free from the expectations that are set upon me. There is some type of expectation that I have, set upon myself of, oh, I need to give people grace and I need to be this. But if they keep on disrespecting you, why are you going to keep on giving that person grace? You can't. They are actively choosing to disrespect you. So why am I going to tolerate it? Yeah, we're running a strict program here in 2026, and I am choosing to choose myself and protect my peace. I deserve better than no follow through. I do. And you do too, Radiant Icons. So those are my three things that I am no longer tolerating in the new year. Let's get to step two. Step two, audit your energy and remove what drains you. Now, this step ties so beautifully to step one. And it's because some of the things that you realize in your life that you are no longer tolerating also most likely are the things that are draining your energy, and you're going to remove it from your life. So step two is a little 1-2 for you, because you know I love a little 1-2. But what I'm saying, Radiant Icons, is for me in particular, right, when I go back to what I mentioned in step one, right, those three things that I'm no longer tolerating in my life, I think of how do they drain my energy, right? And why do I want to remove them? And I think of the first point and third point I made of those behaviors that I'm not tolerating, right? Whether it's me doing a behavior or it's someone else doing a behavior towards me. Those are two things, particularly one and three, right? So one and three, just a quick recap. The first one was I'm no longer being the friend who always reaches out first. And the third one is I will no longer accept misalignment between words and actions. Those two things in particular, I know, drain my energy. The more I pour back into someone that's not pouring into me, drains my energy. And by me allowing someone to be so inconsistent with their words and actions and keeping them in my life, not only doesn't serve me, but it drains my energy because it causes me so much confusion. It causes me so much stress. I mean, there is one example in particular from last year that I can think of, right? And that was draining my energy. I was not myself. And so when it comes to auditing your energy and removing what drains you for this particular step, I encourage you, Radiant Icons, to start small. I know it's very exciting at the new year to do everything and anything at once, but you're going to get overwhelmed. And that's going to not only create this anxiety feeling, but it can also be debilitating in a sense, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much I want to do. I don't know where to start. So start small. Choose one thing that you know, and maybe it's a behavior you mentioned in step one, right? Something you're no longer tolerating because you're like, you know what? This is something that I'm no longer tolerating that I know drains my energy, so I'm going to remove it. Point blank, you did step one and two together. I love that for you, right? When you start small, you pick one thing, it allows you to open your perspective of seeing what are the other things in your life that drain your energy or that no longer serve you. It creates momentum, Radiant Icons, and that is what you want. You want to gradually build yourself up to it so you can know your boundaries. I mean, that's what we're doing here, basically. We are figuring out our boundaries and we are publicly declaring them for ourselves. We are actively protecting our peace by doing that. So the action step, or what I'm going to challenge you with, Radiant Icons, is I want you to pick one person, habit, or situation to remove or limit immediately. Now, what I'm going to do is there's a certain friendship in my life that I decided late last year, like very late last year, that I am not bringing into 2026. That person, that friendship has been a roller coaster. It has been disappointing. It has been hurtful. It has been painful. It's been a lot of things. Like, there were some really good moments and there were some really, really hurtful moments. And I don't want that confusion and inconsistency in my life anymore. I was also the friend who would always reach out to that person. And then they would respond back when they needed me back in their life. So that is the one person, the one thing that I have decided I'm not bringing into this new year. And it's been very peaceful so far because I've stuck to it.
Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Rain era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard.
Now let's get to step three. Step three is building a daily peace ritual. You cannot be iconic if you are drained, okay? You cannot be iconic if you are drained. And that's why building a peace ritual is something you need to do so you avoid burning yourself out and you are actively protecting your peace. And that starts with habit building. Habits anchor your identity, right? And even these small rituals that you create that become habits reinforce your standards. It reinforces the way that you see yourself, the way that you choose to honor yourself, and honoring that choice to protect your peace. And so when it comes to this daily peace ritual, I encourage you to add one daily ritual that reinforces your peace. That could be a morning meditation. That could be journaling. That can be a phone-free evening or an intentional skincare routine. Now, I know I say a lot of times on this podcast that when it comes to creating a routine, I always want to journal and I always want to do that gua sha. And you know what? I never do it. I never intentionally make the time to unwind at the end of the night. I usually just work until I fall asleep. I don't give myself that time to unwind and protect my peace and honor myself before I go to bed. I'm just always working. I need to stop doing that in 2026. I really need to. It is not healthy to not have that time for yourself at the end of the night. So my daily peace ritual is this. I am going to do that gua sha 3 times a week. I'm doing it. I am doing it, Radiant Icons. And then after that, I'm going to pull out my breakup journal, break up with the past, fall in love with the future, and I'm going to do some pages in that journal. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. And speaking about our iconic community, Radiant Icons, I challenge you to take this guide and share one boundary or standard that you are claiming this week publicly to your social media and tag Dare to Be Iconic and myself, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, Substack, commenting on the podcast, like leaving a testimonial, whatever it is. I want you to share your boundary or standard with me that you are claiming this week that was inspired by this very guide of protecting your peace. And as you are going through this guide, Radiant Icons, just remember that this is about claiming your energy, not controlling anyone else's. I am so excited to hear about the boundary setting and standards that we are setting for ourselves in 2026. So let's chit chat about next week real quick. Next week, we are taking it a step further. We are exploring or diving deep into freedom and sexy and what freedom and sexy really mean in 2026. I am sharing a simple, actionable framework for designing a life that actually does serve you. You guys, I am so excited for next week's tea time sesh. Like, just look at us. We are protecting our peace. We are choosing to build for ourselves. We are rewriting our narrative. We are healing out loud. Like, we are doing all the things and we're daring to be iconic together. Like, damn, that's so iconic of us. I love it. And I love you guys. And I'll chat with y'all next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.